Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Bela, and happy Monday, Kids Commuters. That was our new friend, banjo superstar Bela Fleck, playing our Kids Commute theme because it is Banjo Week on Kids Commute. Bela Fleck is widely considered to be the best banjo player in the world. I think that's fair to say. He's won 15 Grammy Awards with 30 nominations, basically the most nominated instrumentalist in Grammy history. And Bela can play that banjo in any style he wants. And if he runs out of styles, he can make up new ones. Welcome, Bela.
Hi, it's finally Banjo Week.
Finally!
We've been waiting and waiting.
All this time. And finally you're here and we can do it.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Now, you are world-renowned for the banjo, but is it true that that was not your first instrument?
I started on guitar.
Guitar?
But I secretly wanted to play the banjo. I had a short experience attempting to play the French horn. It didn't work out well for me or the horn, so moved on from that. But no, I'm more of a fingers guy, a picker. But I grew up in New York City, which is a weird place to fall in love with the banjo, but I heard it on TV, and it blew me away. And I always wanted one, but I never told anybody. One day, my grandfather just on fluke got a banjo from a garage sale up in Round Peekskill, New York. And he said, you like guitar. I thought maybe you would like this banjo. And I was like, oh, there it is. But the banjo is such a wild instrument. It's so fast and almost mathematically perfect the way you hear people play it. I never thought a real person could ever play it. So although I loved it and I didn't really tell that many people, I never thought I could actually play one. And then it just arrived in my lap.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What was the hardest thing to figure out about the banjo? It looks tricky.
Well, the weirdest thing about the banjo is that the highest string is next to the lowest string.
Oh.
Which makes no sense at all.
Right.
Right. So that's where all of the terrible frustration about playing the banjo comes from, but it's also where all the magic is.
Now, as we said, you can do anything you like with the banjo, but one thing you've been doing of late anyway is you've recorded some classical music for the banjo.
That's right. Now, my stepfather, Joe Palladino, was a classical cellist. And so I heard a good bit of classical music around the house, even as I was trying to learn the guitar and then later trying to learn the banjo. They would always be getting together and playing string quartets and stuff like that. And honestly, it didn't really turn me on that much back then. But I would try to read along and I would fall asleep. You know, I'd look at the music even though I couldn't really read. But then after I got out and was playing music for a while professionally, I ran into this guy named Edgar Meyer, who was about my age and was just a maniac on the bass, classical bass, jazz, bluegrass, you name it. And Edgar kind of woke an interest in me. And he said, hey, you should try some Bach, you know. And I said, well, I can't really read. And he said, I'll teach it to you one note at a time. And so he would set me down, and I'd write it out in my little banjo tablature number series. And he would help me memorize these pieces. And we did a bunch of stuff together that way. And I learned a lot. And I got a respect for the level of classical musicianship, which was, you know, honestly quite a bit higher than what I was hearing in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it was great to hear it, and I loved it.
Now, we're going to hear today a piece by Paganini, who is renowned for being a crazy violin player.
Yeah, fast as can be, complicated show-off.
Yes.
Serious show-off, yeah.
So tell us about this piece that we're going to hear today.
This is like a really hard piece. Like, occasionally you'll hear about somebody like Wynton Marsalis taking it on or something, and it's usually sort of a show-off thing. It's like, hey, look, I can play, you know. And so some part of me wanted to try to do that with this piece. I performed this piece for quite a while with Edgar Meyer on tour. He would back me up on piano for it, and it would be like a show-off thing. But one day, I forgot in the middle. I stopped in the middle and I couldn't restart. And from then on, I got a case of nerves every time I started trying to play the piece. And he said, well, you know, honestly, you know, people play that piece in their early years, but as they get older, a lot of times they've had enough and they move on to other kinds of music. So it was thrilling to get to play it and learn it, but it was also really nice to stop trying to play it.
Here is Moto Perpetuo, or Perpetual Motion, composed by Niccolo Paganini, performed on the banjo by Bela Fleck, accompanied by Edgar Meyer playing piano. ¶¶ Any question as to why he's the best banjo player in the world? That was Moto Perpetuo, or Perpetual Motion, by Niccolo Paganini, performed on the banjo by Bela Fleck, accompanied by his friend Edgar Meyer at the piano. Usually Edgar Meyer plays the bass, but this time he filled in at the keyboard. All right, now, kids commuters. First of all, it's time to answer last week's Quizlet. We asked you what was the special term for marches played loud and fast for the circus. The answer is a terrific musical term, screamer marches. And if you got that answer right, you just won yourself a Kids Commute prize pack. Great job. Keep listening. You'll get another chance to win next week. By the way, the answer to the next Quizlet was in today's episode. By the way, I want to thank you. Speaking of screamer marches, what a fantastic Kids Commute Circus Extravaganza concert we had. There were 402 of you in the audience enjoying that circus show and meeting our stilt walkers before, enjoying donuts afterward. We thank you so much for coming out, and we'll try to have more concerts like that in the future. So thank you for coming. All right, that does it for today's episode of Kids Commute. Keep yourself in perpetual motion, and you'll have a super productive day. Hasta la pasta.
Interlochen Public Radio.